Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, nitwit.
Yes, Tommy, it's Cynthia Reardon.
I'm going to teach that jackass a lesson he won't soon forget. What happened to the whole Star 69 system?
It's been doing that for 2 weeks now.
Well,
I think they canceled it.
We'll be talking to the operator about that.
This is Rachel.
Rachel?
Yes.
Hi, Mishki. Say, what's with the Star 69 deal? It's not working.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. You know, sometimes numbers just can't, you know, you can't get the number sometimes, especially if it's somebody who's blocked their number.
This isn't one of those cases, though. Every single time I hit Star 69, no matter who it is who called, I get a busy signal.
Oh, really?
Isn't that odd?
Oh, that's really strange. It might be that the service has been blocked from your line for some reason or other. Is Quest your telephone company?
Why, it is.
And this is a residential or a business line?
Business.
Okay, let me go ahead and connect you over to the business office real
appreciate
quick here.
It.
Sure.
Hey.
There's a little trick to let the menu just play through without selecting anything, and it should go right to a person.
Okay.
Thank you. One moment.
What did she say?
Let the menu play through.
Menu?
And then you'll go. You'll get a voicemail thing.
What? Welcome to Quest Business Services.
Hello?
Our office is now closed.
No.
Our normal hours of operation are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
She should have known
Monday
that.
Monday through Friday. For additional information, check out our website at www.qwest.com/smallbusiness. For repair, press 1. If you know your consultant's extension and would like to leave a message, press 2. Otherwise, thank you for calling. Please input your consultant's extension number. I'm sorry, that is not a valid entry. The consultant's extension that you entered is not valid. You will now be connected with a customer service representative. This call may be monitored for quality.
By who? John Ashcroft? Jackass is probably in my toilet each morning.
Hello and thank you for calling Quest. You have reached the Small Business Group, and currently our office is closed.
I just learned that.
5 p.m. Monday through Friday, or visit our website at www.
I want a human being.
St.com.
I deserve a human being.
Small business. If calling business repair, dial 1-800-954-1211.
No. No, this will not stand. This will not stand.
Anthony.
Hi, can I talk to the guy behind the guy behind the guy? Know what I'm saying? Who's your supervisor?
No idea. Okay, I can get you there.
Okay.
We apologize for the delay in answering your call.
How many people can be going over that guy's head?
This is Anne Marie. How may I help you?
And who might be your supervisor?
My supervisor is Nancy Warnke.
Could I speak to her, please?
I'm sorry I don't have a way to directly connect to, but I can give you her number.
Okay.
It is area code 319.
319.
291.
291.
9517. And may I ask what I can do to try to help you?
Well, I have been talking to computers all day, and I'm about ready to burst a gasket. I mean, I can't find a live human being to save my life. What the hell's going on with this world? I wasn't meant to live in this era, I'll tell you what. You know, the 1890s? Nothing wrong there. Nothing wrong there. Civil War was over, hadn't had the big world war yet. I could have lived that stretch. How about you, huh?
Well, I agree. They can be very frustrating.
Kodiak, give me that number in my headset.
you've been working at Quest, please leave a message or page me on 877-360-0012. Operator, I do accept collect calls. Thank you.
Who's your supervisor? Did you get that number by any chance for paging her, Kodia? We'll be paging you. I just want to find your supervisor. Go ahead, Kodiak.
Is that one first?
Call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again.
Quest local, national, and 800 directory assistance. We search by telephone number or name.
For what city? Please say the city.
No!
For what state? Please say the state.
No!
For what listing?
Moment, Corey will be right with you.
Corey? Corey?
And no is in a city. What city did you mean?
That wasn't me. Could I speak to your supervisor, please?
Sure, one moment.
This is Don. May I help you?
Hi. Could I speak to your supervisor, please?
This is the supervisor. Mine is not in the office tonight.
Oh, do you have a phone number for your supervisor?
This is the supervisor, yes.
Yeah, but do you have a supervisor?
Yes, not in the office this evening.
Oh, does she have a number?
I can take your number and have her call you back.
Okay.
What were you looking for?
A supervisor.
Okay, well, this is a manager, sir. How can I help you?
Well, how many people do I have to get behind before I am as far back as I can go?
For what kind of a problem?
It's gigantic. I don't want to spell it all out unless this is the buck stops here kind of person.
Is it for directory assistance or what?
It's bigger than that. It's bigger than all of us.
Well, I don't know who to refer you to, so this is the directory supervisor for directory. I don't know what department you're going to want then if
you, admit that
don't want directory.
You admit that you, too, have a supervisor, right?
For directory, yes. Yeah.
Does that supervisor have a supervisor?
In directory, yes.
Yes. And does that supervisor's supervisor have a supervisor?
Over directory assistance, yes.
And just how far back does one have to go before the buck stops there?
Well, I would kind of like to know what department you're referring to your problem being in so I can get you to the right department.
Total global thermonuclear war. How do you like them apples? Hello?
Yes.
Anyway... could I get the number of that last supervisor behind all the other supervisors?
I can take your name and number and have one of them call you back, sir.
Okay, my name is Tim, and that's the same first name and last name. My parents were funny, funny people.
Tim?
Yes.
Okay.
My number is area code 651.
Okay.
917.
Okay.
9177.
651-917-9177. Anytime?
Anytime for Tim.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
All right.